感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们一起来到神的殿中，我们一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this morning, Sunday morning, we come to the presence of God. We come together to study the Word of God.
我们一起来读一段圣经，是在约翰福音四章十九到二十四节。
Today's scripture is found in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 19 to 24.
我们大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们可以一起来读约翰福音四章十九到二十四节。
We can all look at the screen and let's read together Book of John chapter 4 verse 19 to 24.
好，约翰福音四章十九节起。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you, you gave your own begotten Son Jesus Christ, will come fresh, come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督来寻找、来拯救我们，在十字架上代替我们担负我们的罪，牺牲他自己。
We thank Jesus come to looking for us and to save us, and on the cross, he as a substitute of us and sacrifice himself.
主耶稣受死。埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Jesus was dead and buried, and the third day raised from the dead.
感谢神，给我们有这样得救的信心，让我们紧紧因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
We thank God that gave us the face of salvation, that just by trust what Jesus has done on the cross, our sin be forgiven.
我们就成为新造的人
，and we become a new creation.
我们就得着永生的盼望
，and we have the eternal hope.
感谢神，把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you that you gave us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
Your word is the lamp upon feet, light upon path.
不让我们在黑暗当中行
，so that we will not walk in the darkness.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天还是继续来看那个撒玛利亚妇人跟耶稣之间的一段对话。
So today we'll continue to examine this conversation between the Samaritan woman and Jesus.
那么在我们今天所读的圣经经文当中，我们会看到这里谈到敬拜。
And the passage we read today, we can see that one word is called worship.
也就是说，对独一真神上帝的敬拜应该怎样的？
And basically, is concerned about what kind of worship we should have towards this only true God.
那么敬拜最关键的是什么呢？就是我们要知道我们敬拜的是谁。
So the very first point, the key point for worship is that we want to know who we worship.
对耶稣说那个撒玛利亚人的敬拜是不对的，不是说他们在山上不是说他们的地点问题，不是说他们的方式问题。
So when Jesus pointed out the Samaritans worship, the problem with their worship, it's not about their, the place or the manner how they organize their worship.
问题的关键就是他们不认识，不知道他们所拜的那一位。
And the problem is they don't know who they worship.
所以今天当我们来思想敬拜神，就是最关键的一点，就是我们真的认识，真的知道我们所敬拜的那一位吗？
So today the first point we want to think is, we worship God, do we really know that the one we worship.
无论我们外面用什么样的形式，我们在什么样的地点，啊，我们啊采取什么样的用什么样的诗歌，用什么样的方式，这一切都不是问题的关键点。
We want to know that no matter what, at what place we worship, in what kind of way we organize our worship, what hymn we use, those are not the, the key point of the worship.
就最关键的地方就是我们是否真的知道我们所拜的那一位。
The key is that do we really know the one we worship?
当保罗去到希腊的雅典，他看到非常让他痛心的一幕。
And when Paul went to the went to Greek and Athens, and he saw this scene.
然后呢，他就说，诸位雅典人呐，我看你们凡事都很敬畏鬼神。
And he said to them, he said, "Hey Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious."
啊，就是你们都是在敬拜啊，你们也确实很尊敬、很敬畏你们所拜的那一位。
Basically says, I saw you guys are very religious. You are very honor and worship those gods.
但是非常遗憾的就是，你们这一位上面写的未食之神，就你们不认识你们所拜的这一位。
And but I saw that there's one temple that holds that the god unknown. So basically, you worship the god you worship, you don't know it.
所以呢，真正敬拜最关键的地方，就是我们是否真的认识我们所拜的那一位。
So worship, the key to the worship is that do we truly know the one we worship?
那么从耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚打水的妇人所这番对话当中，我们会看见敬拜的第二个很重要的地方。
So the second point we see that from this conversation.
那么耶稣在这里说，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。所以耶稣在这里都是说你们我们。
And so, when Jesus said, you worship what you do not know, we know what we worship. So Jesus used you and we, this is a plural.
也就是说，这里说的敬拜是一个团体性的敬拜。
So here it talk about a worship. This worship is worship in a unit, in a group.
是一个信仰共同体的敬拜。
And it is the worship of unity of the same belief.
今天很多人就说，哎呀，我一个人我也敬拜神啊。
And today some people said, I just by myself, I worship God.
我不用去到教会，我不用跟很多人在一起，我一个人在山上走一走，水边走一走，我也祷告，我也敬拜神啊。
I don't have to go to church. I don't have to be with all the Christians, and I can walk on a mountain and pray to God and I worship God.
你那样不是要敬拜神。
And this is not worship God.
你可以说那是我自己跟神之间的一段交流，一个灵修或者是一个独处的时光，或者是一段祷告。
You can call this is your personal moment with fellowship with God, pray to God, or close time with God.
你不要把这个称为敬拜。
But don't call this a worship.
敬拜一定是团体性的。
And worship is in a group in united way.
耶稣在这里说的敬拜是团体性的。
And when Jesus mentioned here, he used the word plural. It's group.
旧约圣经谈到对上帝的敬拜，上帝在他的儿女，在他的选民以色列当中，要以色列人建会幕、建圣殿，是为什么呢？
And in Old Testament, God wanted Israelites to build a tabernacle, build a temple.And what is that for?
就是让以色列人能够有一个团体性的敬拜，敬拜神来到会幕当中，敬拜神来到圣殿当中。
And it is one Israelites when they worship, they have a worship as a whole nation, and the people they come to the tabernacle and come to the temple, and they worship together.
有祭司，有服侍神的人，有神的仆人带领他们。带领以色列人向上帝献上一个团体性的一个敬拜，以一个信仰共同体的一个身份来到神的面前。
And the worship is led by the priest and by the servant of God, and lead Israelites together as a unity of the same faith to worship God.
那么到新约 时代，早期教会。
And in the New Testament time, in the early church.
圣经让我们看到，初期教会信的人都在一起。
And the early time, we can see that Bible said not all the who believe are together.
他们当然不仅仅是敬拜神的时候在一起，他们就生活在一起。
They're not only like at the time they worship God, they even live together.
这就很像今天在这个世界上仍然还有很多像这样的教会，比如说家庭教会，他们就是像初期教会那个时候的样子。
And there's some church today, and like they call the house church, it's just like the early church.
他们在一起，然后天天同心合意的，在一起，在店里，在家中擘饼。
And it said when they all together at the home and with the single mind, they take the break the bread.
然后他们赞美神。
And they praise God.
所以这里都是用的他们。
And what they say, they use they.
然后用同心合意。
And you said they united together in that word.
这就是个团体性的敬拜。
So there's a worship of a group.
我不是说大家不要去，有这种独处的灵修的时间，这非常非常的好。
I'm not saying that you should not have your personal time fellowship with God. It's very good.
但是呢，不要误认为你这也是一种对上帝的敬拜。
But do not mistaken that this is the worship that we're talking about here.
人对造上帝赋予人一个使命。
When people was created, God gave the people a mission.
就像耶稣基督说，人要敬拜神，并且要侍奉他。
And just like Jesus said, people need to worship God and serve Him.
所以敬拜神就是要在一起向上帝献上敬拜。
So worship God is together. We gave the worship to God.
然后服侍他。
And then serve Him.
所以我们会看见将来以后在天上的敬拜是怎样的呢？
And again, let's see in the future.In the worship in the heaven, what that looks like.
启示录告诉我们那是怎样的。
And the Revelation tells us what worship looks like then.
得救的人在一起。
And the people be saved are together.
上帝从东从西从全地呼召来，耶稣用他的血所赎买回来的人在一起。
And God called from east to the west and across all the land and the people.Purchased by Jesus Christ's blood, they all gather together.
一起向神献上敬拜。
Together, they offered worship to God.
在天上，在永恒里，依然是团体性的敬拜。
And in heaven, in eternity, there is still worship in unity in the group.
所有的人都像都在像被一个灵所带领，都像一个人一样，同心合意的，万口。所有的口张开，称颂神。
And all the people is led by the same spirit, and they worship with their mouths to worship God.
我们今天往往忽略了这一点。我们觉得敬拜是一个个人性的事情。
And today we forgot this, and we think the worship is a personal matter.
不是的。
It's not.
神的儿女对天父上帝的敬拜，从旧约到新约，一直到永恒到天家，都是一样的，共同性的。
And God's children worship of God is the same from Old Testament, New Testament, all the way to the heaven and in the future, in eternity, they're the same. They are worship together.
所以在希伯来书圣经警告我们不可以停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
So, Book of Hebrews, it warns us that do not forsake the assembling of ourselves, and just like in the manner like you get used to.
信靠主耶稣基督，就要连于教会，就要连于基督的身体。
When you trust Jesus Christ, you got united with the body of Christ, church.
或者用我们今天的话说，就像你就是要进入一个信仰的共同体，就是教会。
And in today's world, you have to enter a unity of a faith. That is church.
个体的时候是非常危险的。
Individual is kind of exposed to a risk.
夏娃被魔鬼撒旦诱惑，就是当他一个人的时候。
When Eve was tempted by the Satan, she was by herself.
她的丈夫不在身边。
Her husband is not with her.
丈夫和妻子，神的心意是要在一起的。
And husband and wife, in God's heart, they should be together.
但那个时候夏娃很奇怪，她一个人在那。
And it's kind of strange, Eve at that time is by herself.
所以魔鬼撒旦看到，哎呀，有机会了，他就来诱惑试探夏娃。
So Satan basically seek the opportunity and to tempt Eve.
提摩太后书提醒我们，在末世的时候，一直到今天，魔鬼还在做同样的事情。
And Second Timothy reminds us in the end of time today that devil is doing the same thing.
提摩太后书三章六到七节告诉我们，那个假教师牢笼无知妇女。
And in the Second Timothy, said those false teachers, and they tried to creep into household and make a captivity of unglobal woman.
然后呢，那这些妇女呢，虽然每天都在读神的话，但她不明白。
And those women actually read Bible all the time, but they couldn't understand.
那一开始告诉我们这些妇人在哪里啊？在家里。
And we talk about those women at home.
所以他没有在一个信仰的，在一个教会当中，没有周围没有弟兄姊妹，他一个人在家里的时候，魔鬼就来了。
So when she was at home and by herself, no brother and sister around her, so the devil come to tempt her.
不仅对妇女是这样，那么对少年人或者这里也指的男子也是这样的。
And not only to women, and Second Timothy also mentioned to young men, actually to men, it's the same way.
逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And he said you gotta free your youthful lust and but to pursue the righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
就是说，要跟那些主内的弟兄、主内的肢体，那些真正敬虔、寻求神的人，要跟他们在一起。
And basically said, you got to be stay with the Christian brothers and sisters who truly seeking God.
所以我们从
godly person.
所以我们从耶稣跟那个妇人对话，其实一开始就说双方都非常明白一件事情，就是这个敬拜是你们是我们，是一个信仰共同体的敬拜。
So in this conversation, actually both sides are very clear about this. It's you and I, we, it's a worship of a group.
但是非常遗憾，今天很多的时候教会忘记了这一点，很多基督徒忘记了这一点。
Very unfortunately, sometimes church forgot this and Christian forgot this.
常常听见有人说啊，我信耶稣，但是我不信基督教。
And we hear people says, I believe in Christ, but I don't believe in Christianity.
然后我信耶稣，但是我不加入什么教会。
I believe in Jesus, but I don't join a church.
其实这种思想根本不是从圣经来的。
But all those things are not come from Bible.
这种思想很可能是被魔鬼欺骗了，被魔鬼的谎言。
Actually the result of deceived by the Satan.
信耶稣就是要连于基督的教会。
When you believe in Jesus Christ, you have to unite with the Church of Christ.
在这个教会历史上，有一个很著名的问题，就是 Jesus died for who? 耶稣为谁而死
？And in the church history, there is a very important question is being discussed: is the to whom that Jesus died for?
耶稣到底为谁而死啊
？And Jesus died for whom?
为万民。
And for all the people.
为信靠神的人。
For those who trust God.
在以弗所书五章二十五节，耶稣说：“基督为教会舍命。”
But in Ephesians chapter 5, he said Jesus gave his life to church.
耶稣为教会舍命。
And Jesus died or gave his life for the church.
教会是主耶稣基督的新娘新妇。
Church is the bride of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督还要再来，要迎娶他的新娘，迎娶他的教会。
And Jesus will come again to take his bride.
那个时候有人说，哎，耶稣不要忘记了我，虽然我不在教会里，但是耶稣不要忘记了我。
At that time, you cannot say to Jesus, say, hey, Jesus, even I'm not in the church, but don't forget about me.
但圣经明明告诉我们，耶稣为教会舍命。
But the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus died, gave his life for the church.
耶稣，圣经明明告诉我们，耶稣迎娶的是他的心腹，是地上的教会。
And the Bible also made it clear that Jesus is going to take, what going to come again to take is his bride, that is church.
主耶稣说在末世的时候，人们就像在挪亚洪水的时代是一样的。
And Jesus said, at the end of time, people just like it at the time of Noah.
那挪亚洪水的时代，只有在方舟里的人才得救了。
So if you look that at the time of Noah, only the people in the ark are saved.
教会就是今天这个末世的方舟。
And the church is the ark of this end of time.
我们不能说，哎呀，我不要进方舟，我一样可以得救。
And we cannot say, I do not want to enter the ark, and I'm still be saved.
耶稣说，末世的时候，就像挪亚的时代一样，方舟之外，有没有人得救呢？
And Jesus said, at the end of time, it's just like a time of Noah. It's outside of the ark. Is anyone saved?
所以当我们今天来思想敬拜神，我们要重新想起一个被人们已经忽视很长时间的一个概念，就是这个敬拜是一个团体性信仰共同体的敬拜。
So when we today we talk about worship God, we have to remind us that the things we may ignore for a while is that the worship itself is the worship of a unity, a group of the same faith.
然后也让我们再次想起，正如我们教会历史上一直告诉我们的，从圣经启示出来我们看到的，方舟之外没有救恩，教会之外没有救恩。
And also let us remind us that like the Bible teaches, outside of ark, there's no salvation. Outside of church, there's no salvation.
啊，我们再来看，主耶稣所说的。神是个灵，要用心灵和诚实拜他。
And let's look at third point. Jesus said, "God is the Spirit, and worship Him should be in the truth and the Spirit."
所以呢，我们中文翻译成是用心灵和诚实拜他，拜神。
And the Chinese translation is that you worship Him with the Spirit and honesty.
那么。在原文圣经的意思呢，其实在这个地方英文圣经翻译的相对更加符合原文圣经的这个含义。
In this place, actually, English translation is kind of more close to the original meaning.
就是用心灵和诚实拜神到底什么意思，就是在灵里面，在真理里面敬拜神。
So basically, worship them is in spirit and in truth.
所以在这个在灵里面，在真理里面敬拜神，这才是真正对神献上的敬拜。
So basically, Jesus was saying, if you worship in the spirit and the truth, that is the true worship that you can offer to God.
那么这里谈的灵，到底是谁的灵？到底是什么样的灵呢
？So here, talk about the spirit is what kind of spirit? Whose spirit?
对。在约翰福音三章，耶稣跟那个尼哥底母的那个对话当中，耶稣说：“凡从灵生的，就是灵。”
And when Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he talked about those who are born of the Spirit. It is a spirit.
那么第一个灵呢？原文圣经那个词是跟圣灵是一个意思，就是圣灵生的，就是灵。
So when In the Bible, at that time, said when the who born of the Spirit, that Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道在我们中文当中这个文字啊没有大小写的区分。
And in Chinese, we know we don't have this capitalizing type of text.
所以我们看到这两个一样的字都是零。
So we see the same word, spirit.
啊，但是事实上那个耶稣说从灵生的就是灵，第一个灵是 the spirit, 大写的。
So when Jesus said we're born of the spirit, that the spirit is a the spirit, it's a capitalized spirit.
所以在这里说用灵来在灵里面敬拜神，自然的让我们想起耶稣对尼哥底母说的话，就是在约翰福音，三章前不久，尼哥底母，耶稣对尼哥底母说的话，这个灵是从圣灵来，或者在圣灵里面敬拜神。
So when Jesus said worship in the spirit, obviously remind us that not in the chapter 3 that Jesus talked about the out of the Holy Spirit. So it's very clear it's a worship in the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵被称为真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of the Truth.
所以在圣灵里面敬拜，自然也就会在真理里面敬拜，因为圣灵就是真理的灵。
So if we worship in the Holy Spirit, then we surely will be worshiping truth because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Truth.
好，那么圣灵在人心里要做什么样的工作呢？
And so the Holy Spirit will do what kind of work in people's heart?
所以敬拜首先第一重要要知道我们拜的是谁。
So worship, the first thing we want to know that who we worship for.
那么我们怎么样才能真正认识我们敬拜的独一真神上帝呢？我们必须被上帝的灵所带领，所感动，我们才能认识这个独一真神上帝，因为从灵生的才是灵。
So to know the God, the true God we worship, we have to led by the Holy Spirit. Only that, then we can truly worship God, because Jesus said, those who are born out of the Holy Spirit is a spirit.
所以圣经告诉我们，从血气生的，他不认识神，他拒绝神。
Bible also said, those born out of the flesh, you cannot know God, you actually reject God.
所以从神生的才接待耶稣来到他的心里，才信靠耶稣。
And born of God, he received Jesus Christ in his heart, and he trusts God, Jesus Christ.
所以，我们中文圣经翻译成用心灵和诚实敬拜神，其实我们看的第一部分就是要在灵里面，或者说的更具体，就在圣灵里面被圣灵光照带领来敬拜神。
So if we want to emphasize this, Jesus saying a little bit more, it basically says that worship, we should worship in Holy Spirit, led by Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit to worship God.
那么圣灵在我们心里要做怎样的工作呢？
And when we're led by the Holy Spirit, and what kind of work the Holy Spirit will do in our heart?
一个被圣灵所光照，被圣灵所带领，被圣灵所感动的人，他第一样，他就会认罪。
And a person who led by the Holy Spirit, shall light by the Holy Spirit, moved by the Holy Spirit. And the first thing he come, it will be confess his sin.
所以这就是耶稣说，他说他既来了，在约翰福音十六章八节。
And that's what Jesus said in the book of John chapter 16 verse 8, come.
那么这个他指的就是圣灵。
And if you refer to the pretext that he referred to Holy Spirit,
就圣灵来了，会让人自己来责备自己，就让人认罪啊，为罪自己责备自己。
And in 16a, and Jesus said, the Holy Spirit come that make people confess their sin or convict the world of the sin.
那么接下来耶稣紧接着说，他要荣耀我。
And then Jesus follow up said, he will glorify me.
所以这个他也是指的圣灵，如果我们看上文的话。
And then he is still also talk about Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵要让人去崇拜，去荣耀耶稣，因为这是圣灵他自己的使命。圣灵的使命就是要归荣耀给耶稣的。
So the Holy Spirit will let people to glorify God because that's the mission of the Holy Spirit. His mission is just glorify God.
所以我们今天我们来思想什么是真正的敬拜神，我们一定是在灵里面来敬拜神。
So when we think about what is the true worship of God, is that first we have to worship in the spirit.
那么如果我们真正在灵里面敬拜神，第一个方面，我们在这个敬拜当中，我们越来越看到自己的污秽，自己的渺小。
And if we truly worship in the Holy Spirit, and more and more we see our filthy and our iniquity,
然后我们越来越看到神的伟大，神的爱，神的这种恩典，临到我这么一个不配的、污秽、渺小的受造物身上。
And then more and more we see the greatness and love of God that come to me, an unworthy, filthy sinner.
然后我们就荣耀归给神
，and then we give glory to God，
尤其是归给那在十字架上代替我们献上他自己作为赎罪祭的主耶稣基督。
In particular, we give this the one who on the cross take our place and sacrifice himself that died for me, that Jesus Christ。
所以这就是在灵里面敬拜，一定是让人。一个真正在灵里面的敬拜，一定是让人一方面看到自己的渺小，一方面看到神的伟大，然后人可以真正的归荣耀给神。
So, a true worship, is that has to be in the spirit, has to lead us to see our sin, and also see the grace of God, and then give glory to God.
那么，圣经有很多处看到，上帝不喜悦一些人对他的敬拜。
And the Bible also let us know that God displeases some kind of worship.
那很显然，这些敬拜是错误的。
And obviously, those worship are wrong.
啊，这些敬拜从外面看也很虔诚，就是为上帝献上很多很多。
And those worship from outward look appearance looks like a very, very appearing, and they offer a lot of things.
但是神说他不喜悦。
But God said that displeased Him.
然后这些人越献越是敬拜，越是向上帝献越多的东西，结果上帝不仅不喜悦他，上帝还越愤怒。
And God said, this type of worship, the more the people do, and the either build up more wrath of God.
啊，在以赛亚书第一章啊，让我们看见神对这样一个错误的敬拜的愤怒。
And Isaiah chapter 1, you talk about that God.How God displeased or even angered at this type of worship?
大家看到眼前的圣经屏幕上的圣经经文，我给大家读一下哈。
You can read on the, you can look at the screen. I just read for you.
以赛亚书一章的有几节经文，那么二节，天哪，要听，地啊，侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的名却不留意。十一节，耶和华说，你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的燔祭和肥畜的脂油我已经够了，公牛的血，羊羔的血，公山羊的血我都不喜悦。你们举手祷告，我必眼不看，就是你们多多的祈祷我也不听，你们的手都满了杀人的血，你们要洗濯自洁，从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，要止住作恶。所以这里看到以色列人对上帝的敬拜，从外面表面上看他们很虔诚啊，他们献上牛羊各样的这个牲畜啊。
So from this passage, we can see Israelites worship God from all what looks like very godly, and they offer all the oxes and also lambs to God.
但上帝却非常厌恶他们这种敬拜。
But God despised their worship.
然后我们再看以赛亚书的第二十九章十三节，我也给大家读一下，大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文。
And we'll also look at Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. I just read it for you.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐。所以这里看到这些以色列百姓，他们不仅献上各样的祭给神，这是他们敬拜神的一种表达，他们也用他们的嘴唇来敬拜神这也是他们对神敬拜的一种表达，但是呢，这一切敬拜神却不喜悦。
So here we can see the Israelites not offer those sacrifices to God in their worship. They also worship with their lips. And, but God said all those are displeasing to him.
因为他们没有真正的在灵里面敬拜神。
Because they are not truly worshiping the spirit.
他有很多外表的形式，但是呢，他们有没有认罪呢
？And they have their all the outward form, but inside, do they confess their sin?
我们刚才看到一个人真正的被圣灵所带领来敬拜神，第一个他会认罪，他看到自己的污秽。
And when we see that a person truly worshiping the Holy Spirit, and the first thing he do is he come to confess his sin, acknowledge his iniquity.
那么这些以色列人，他一边向上帝献祭，他甚至自以为义。他说：“你看，我们给神献了这么多。”
And but those Israelites, when on the one side they offer all the sacrifice, and they think it's their own righteousness, they offer so much to God.
但是另外一个方面呢，他们同样的犯罪，他们的恶行，他们流无辜人的血，他们这个罪、罪性和罪行都没有停止，他们不认这些罪。
And so on the other side, they actually, God said they do all kinds of the wicked things and kill people. And God said they, at the same time, on one side they worship God, on the other side their sin and their iniquity actually never cease to exist.
所以神提醒他们，你们不要再信这些东西，你们赶紧认罪吧，你们赶紧停止作恶吧，这是更重要的。
So that God reminds us to stop doing all those offering and worship. Just what you just hurry to confess your sins. Stop doing the wicked thing.
所以这里很显然我们看到，他们没有真的在灵里面被圣灵所光照带领来敬拜神。
So we can see their worship here is not really in the worshipper's spirit because they did not confess their sin, and they continue to do walk in their sin.
所以很显然，他们也没有真正的归荣耀给神。
So it's obviously such a worship can never give glory to God.
他们把上帝当作一个可以贿赂的对象。
They treat God as a person that they can bribe.
这就是很多人拜偶像的态度。
And this is an attitude that a lot of people worship the idols.
就是，哎呀，给这个偶像，献上一些金钱，献上一些香火钱。
Basically, said I offer something or money to these idols.
啊，然后这些偶像，啊，你就给我想要的，我贿赂你。
Then those idols, those gods will give what I want. I'm just bribing you.
啊，我甚至可以继续作恶。哎，你这些偶像，你帮助我，因为你看我给你献了那么多香火钱呢。
And I can still do the evil, and but those gods will help me because I offer so many money to you.
所以这是用一种贿赂的态度来敬拜神。
And so though those people, they are use a manner of a bribe to worship their gods.
真神上帝当然是愤怒，因为他不认识他们所拜的这个神是怎样的神。
But if God's people worship the true God in that manner, of course they displease God because they don't know the one they worship.
那么圣经还提到一种。另外对神的敬拜惹动神的愤怒是在阿摩斯书的第五章。
And the Bible also mentioned another place in the book of Amos, and it talked about God worship the, God displease and even hate their worship.
同样的大家还是可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家把这几节经文读一下。
And the same way, I just read it for you, and you can just look on the screen, look at those scriptures.
阿摩斯书章二十一节，我厌恶你们的节期，也不喜悦你们的筵宿会。你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳，也不顾你们用肥畜献的平安祭。要使你们歌唱的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的，响声。二十六节，你们抬着为自己所造之摩洛的帐幕。和偶像的堪并你们的神心，这里看到上帝厌恶那些以色列人对上帝的敬拜，包括一些献祭，上帝厌恶。
And we can see God hate Israelite worship or their sacrifice offering.
那么，甚至以色列人唱歌 啊，好像是赞美神，神却我不听，我不听，就像一个人捂住耳朵，
不要吵，我不听。When Israelites sing to praise God, and God basically says, "I don't want to listen," just like a person, like covered his ear, say, "I don't want to hear."
为什么会这样呢
？Why is that?
所以二十六节告诉我们答案，就是这些以色列人其实他们抬的是什么？他们抬的是他们自己偶像的帐幕。偶像的这个刊位，他们其实心里拜的是他们的偶像。
And verse 26 gave the reason why God hated their worship, because what they here it says they actually hold those gods and those false gods because they worship those false gods.
也就是说，我们知道各种献祭，包括前面的筵素会，这些都是上帝吩咐的，对不对？上帝吩咐以色列人的。
Remember, all those sacrifice offering and also those festivals are all of God's command. God's command them to do it.
但是这些以色列人呢，却用神让他们所做的这种敬拜的形式，但他们却是没有真正的敬拜神，他们敬拜心里的偶像。
But what Israelites did at that time is they used the form that God gave to them, but they didn't worship the true God, but they worshiped their idols.
所以从外表形式上看，以色列人做的都对，对不对？他们也献燔祭，献平安，献各种祭，守各样的节气，这都是神让他们做的呀。
So for the outward, whatever in the formality that what Israelites did is all right, and then they do all kind of worship, offer all kinds of sacrifice offering, and keep all the festive dates, and that's all commanded by God.
但是神却不喜悦他们去做这些，不喜悦他们的敬拜。其实神知道，因为他们用这种看起来很好的形式，上帝所要求的形式，但我没有拜上帝，来拜他们自己心里的偶像。
But God displeased with their worship because God knows they used the formality that God commanded to them, but they worshiped the idols in their heart.
其实这提醒我们，今天真正想敬拜神的人，我们有没有像当年的以色列人那样的
？So today, this is also warning to us. Are we like the Israelites then?
我们像一个基督徒那样。礼拜日来到教会当中，然后唱诗赞美神，然后我们甚至守十一奉献，我们甚至去领圣餐，去做这些，我们像一个基督徒那样应该做的。
And this is a serious warning to us today as a Christian. We're acting as a Christian. Sunday we come to the church, we sing the hymn, and we come to the worship, give the tithe, and maybe join the communion.
但是我们心里到底是敬拜真神，还是在敬拜我们的偶像
？But outside with this formality, but inside, do we worship the true God or we actually worship our idols?
很多时候，我们口上说：“哎呀，我是拜耶稣，我拜耶稣。”但是我们心里是不是在想拜财神呢
？And we got to remind ourselves is that sometimes we say that we worship Jesus.We say that, but inside of our heart, are we worship the God of money?
然后我们口上说啊，我们信基督教，但是其实今天很多人信的是一个叫做成功教。
And we said we believe in Christianity, but today a lot of time people talking about is believe a religion of success.
发财教。
Or religion of prosperity.
永远健康教。
And the religion of eternal health,
永远青春，永远美貌教。
And religion of eternal beauty.
哎呀，我只要去信这个神，我永远不老啊。
If I believe in this God, I should be always in my youth.
啊，我只要信这个神，哇，我赚的钱就比谁都多。
If I believe in this God, I can earn lots of money.
啊，所以我外表用一个非常虔诚的态度，向我心中所向往的这个神献上敬拜。
So outward, I'm use a very godly manner to worship this God in my heart, to that God.
但圣经提醒我们，神不喜悦这样的敬拜，神厌恶。
And the Bible reminds us God displeases and God actually hates this type of worship.
所以敬拜神，在灵里面敬拜，在真理里面敬拜。
So worship God, we should worship in the Holy Spirit and in the truth.
在灵里面敬拜，第一个让我们看到自己的污秽和渺小。
And in the worship in the Spirit, first let us see our sin.
然后让我们看到神的伟大，我们归荣耀给神。
And then let's see the greatness of God, and we give glory to God.
所以敬拜不在乎我们要得到什么。
So worship is not so much of how much we can gain.
敬拜是神当得的，我们有没有献给神。
And worship is what God worthy of, do we give it to God?
那么我再看敬拜的第二个方面，我们刚才看到真正的敬拜是在灵里面，在真理里面敬拜。
And we also again, we said that the true worship is the worship in the Spirit and in the truth.
那么圣经告诉我们，圣灵就是真理的灵。
And the Bible also teaches us that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
所以真正在灵里面敬拜，一定就是在真理里面敬拜，就没有办法分开。
So you cannot separate the both. If you truly worship in the Holy Spirit, then you have to be worship in the truth.
今天很多的时候呢，我们是注重，往往只注重一个方面。很多人说啊，在灵里面的敬拜就是，完全是跟着感觉走。
And so today there is a kind of misunderstanding that people think just focus on one thing. So worship in the true spirit is just follow your feelings.
我以前听到也是一个教会的牧者这样说哈，就是他们非常注重在灵里面的敬拜。
And I hear a pastor of a church said they are very focused on worship in the spirit.
然后，他们的诗歌就是所谓的 7-11， 常常用那种所谓 7-11 的诗歌。
And so they sing in this hymn, you so-called 7-11.
什么叫 7-11 呢？七个字重复十一遍。
And 7-11 means that the hymn only have a 7 word, but you repeat 11 times.
但是这是一个形象，一个比较形象的一个表达，就是啊，耶稣我爱你。
And so it's just like, oh Jesus, I love you.
哦，我亲近你。
Oh, I getting closer to you.
重复十一遍。
And repeat 11 times.
有没有被感动
？And is congregation being moved?
眼睛闭起来。
And if you haven't, close your eye.
眼睛有没有觉得有点湿润
？And you feel like tearing in your eye.
还没有放松。
If not, relax yourself.
跪下来。
And kneel down.
重复二十遍。
And repeat 20 times.
想象一下。
Imagine.
耶稣。
Jesus.
抱着我。
Hold me.
我好孤独。
And I'm so lonely.
耶稣温暖的大手。
And Jesus hold me with his warm hand.
重复十一遍。
Repeat 11 times.
这种情况下当然有很多人是会很感动，对不对？
Of course, when you're doing this, some people will be kind of moved.
然后其实你把耶稣的名字换掉也可以。
But in this type of format, even replace the name of Jesus with some other name probably works too.
今天有一群人叫做这个粉丝，是不是？
Today there's a group name called a fans.
你把耶稣的名字换成某某电影明星的名字。
If you replace that name of Jesus with some kind of movie star you are fans with.
呼唤他的名字。
If you call his name.
呼唤到足够多。
Call enough times.
你可能也会有一点点感动。
You might have some kind of feeling too.
后来我以前就是也是一个牧者，他们教会非常注重这种所谓，他们认为这个就是在灵里面敬拜了，就不要讲那些什么圣经的经文，那所有的人都太清楚了，就是耶稣替我们死嘛，这还有什么说的呢？要追求那种感觉，在灵里面那种感觉。
So I have run into this church. They think this is the worship in the spirit. Said don't teach the context of Bible because everyone understands that Jesus died for us.And what they seek is that type of feeling in the spirit.
后来他们就总是这种所谓 7-11， 然后当然了， 人在那种情绪饱满或者周围的环境的渲染之下，你听到旁边有抽泣声，你听到旁边甚至有哭泣声，你不是那个样子，你都不好意思，对不对？
And so of course when people in this type of atmosphere and that type of emotion moment and you hear people some weeping around you and you kind of feel you even don't bad if you don't weeping.
所以有时候他们在这个聚会当中或者他们所称的这种敬拜当中有一些非常奇怪或者说一些混乱的现象发生，有人躺倒，有人滚啊，地上滚啊，有人喊啊，有人哭啊，甚至因为晚上有人甚至要把灯关掉啊。
So under those pursuit of a feeling and there's some kind of strange phenomenon occurred in this type of church, someone like light on the groundAnd someone at night turn off the lights. This type of phenomena happen.
有时候我就感到奇怪，我说哎呀，好像是哪里有点问题吧，我就去问那个弟兄哈。
So when I run into this type of worship, I just feel there's a problem, and I ask this brother, says, "Is there a problem here?"
然后我说，哎，我们不是光明之子吗？都为什么要关灯呢
？And are we the son of light?Why during our worship we have to turn off the lights?
哎呀，因为有人觉得有光啊，他的那个情感没有办法抒发，就是哎，看到他那光，没有人看到他，他可以自由的享受那种所谓的，灵充满他那种。
And the answer I got is because somebody may feel that there's a light, he or she cannot fully enjoy the feel of the Holy Spirit. The feel of the Holy Spirit, he has kind of problem.
后来我觉得哪里还是。因为这个制造混乱的灵啊，是魔鬼的灵。
But I still don't feel it's right because Bible teaches us that the spirit should make the chaos or disorganized worship is the
evil spirit. 凡事规规矩矩，按照秩序行。
And the Bible told us in the church worship, everything is according, doing it orderly.
尤其是在教会当中敬拜神的时候，保罗特别指出，如果有人在那里说方言，有就没有人翻，那就是很混乱的状态。人家不信的人一看，你这些人都是喝醉酒了吧
？Especially Paul, especially mentioned one thing is that when in the worship, if there's somebody speaking in tongue, if there's no translation, then it become cause chaos, and then what other people look at your worship, people will think you guys got drunk.And Paul basically says that if the true worship led by Holy Spirit is not like this.
当然，我当年给那个弟兄，我在没有跟他讲那么多，我就是觉得哪里好像有问题。
Of course, at that time, I didn't say that much to that brother, but I just feel in my heart there's something not right.
那个弟兄说，但是你不能否认一点呐。你看到这些现象，你一定就这一定有灵在里面工作啊，因为好像有一些所谓的超自然的事情发生了。
And but this brother basically tells me, regardless of what, one thing you cannot deny, if you look at those like actually very unnatural things happen, there must be a spirit at work, a spirit at work.
所以今天很多时候我们把这种所谓的，你一定不能否认，这一定有灵在当中运行，但是我们要知道。有圣灵，有邪灵啊。
And so today we cannot be fooled by this saying. You cannot deny those phenomena. It must have some spirit work. But we have to be clear that the spirit, there is a Holy Spirit and also spirit of evil spirit.
有真理的灵，也有谎言的灵啊。
And it is a spirit of truth and a spirit of falsehood.
所以不要看到有一些好像所谓的超逻辑的事情发生，或者超自然的事情发生，就是人的情绪不受控，这个人变得像另外一个样子，完全不认识的样子，你就一概的归结为这就是在灵里的敬拜，这是非常危险的。
So we cannot just look at something unlogical, unnatural. If a phenomena happens, people's emotion does out of control. You just think this is a signal of worshiping the spirit.That's very dangerous.
我们知道巴利的先知，跟这个以利亚在对垒的时候，巴利的先知是狂呼乱叫，拿石头砍自己，是不是
？If you remember how that battle between the prophet Baali and prophet Elijah, and you can see that the prophet Elijah, they are very crazy, and they singing, jumping, and kill them, cut themselves, and so on and so forth.
然后你再看以利亚就站在那里不动，然后也没有什么好像很疯狂的一种表现，而是他冷静站在那里不动。
And if you look at Elijah, he basically doesn't have any almost motion. He just stand there, be still.
那你如果按照我刚才说的那位弟兄啊，那位牧者啊，他看，你看，那这一方那肯定是有灵的作用，是不是？这变得像另外一个人一样的，又失控，又疯狂，又情绪饱满。
So if by the things was said before, if you look at the phenomena, it must be think that the prophet of Bali actually is in the spirit because they have all kinds of action and craziness, unnatural phenomena.
但他们肯定不是被神的灵所带领的。
But of course, they are not led by the God's spirit.
而另外一方那个冷静的以利亚却是被神的灵所带领。
But on the other hand, that the standstill Elijah was actually truly led by the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，敬拜神在灵里，在真理里敬拜，这其实就是这分不开。你在灵里，一定就是在真理里，因为圣灵就是真理的灵。
So Jesus told us, when you worship in the Spirit and the truth, and you cannot separate both, and if because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
那么从另外一个方面呢，今天有一些地方，有一些教会呢，也就注重真理，它完全不注重灵。
But on the other side, there's also a risk or danger of that church worship will only focus on truth, but not the spirit.
所以他们的这种所谓敬拜呢，就变成了课堂。
And then this type of worship has become a classroom.
那就变成了一种所谓神学知识的一种教导啊，第一点，第二点，第三点 ，tulip 哪五条是怎样
？And so their worship has become the classroom of theology and the list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
但是这样的敬拜，你很少看到真正生命的改变。
But such a worship, you hardly see the change of life.
就是很多信徒就变成那个神学的百科全书。
And so through this worship, a lot of Christians or disciples in the church become an encyclopedia of theology.
但他不认识神。
But they don't know God.
有没有这样的人呢？
Do we have this type of phenomena?
其实有很多这样的人。
And we do.
尤其是今天在教会当中很多人哇，神学知识非常丰富，非常非常多。
Especially today, that in churches, a lot of people has a very abundant knowledge of theology.
那你要问他，哎，你为什么这样选择？你为什么这样做？你为什么做出这样的判断呢？就是一些生活中具体的选择、具体的事情的时候。
But if you ask him or her, in a real life, why you make this decision that way, make this decision that way?
然后他就说啊，因为这个更加如何如何的合理啊，什么什么，完全你会发现跟信心没有一点关系。
And they will explain, he or she will explain to it because this looks more logical and has nothing to do with faith.
然后我就说，哎，圣经不是这样说吗
？And if you said, hey, is the Bible teach that way?
啊，他说啊、哦，那都是那我知道啊。
And he will respond that, yeah, I know.
但是他生活上。完全是两回事情。
But its life is a completely different thing.
事实上，我今见到过一些基督徒，真的就是这样的。跟他谈论一些问题，哇，那真的知道非常非常多。
I've learned into some Christian that like this. If you discuss with him or her, and she knows a lot about Christianity.
但是呢，当我跟他接触更多，我发现他在生活上。一些判断啊，一些选择啊，一些决定啊，就是完全不是被信心所引导。
We get more note of him or her, and find that in the life, lot of choice, lot of decision make is not by led by his or her faith.
然后更加糟糕的一面呢，就是有些人就成为人们所说的那种 frozen chosen, 就是冷冰冰的被拣选者。
And so even more worse is that some people is become so-called frozen choice.
就没有那种火热的信心，火热的爱心，就像一个老教授，就像一个什么，很冷，很冰冷。但是他认为他被上帝拣选。
Just don't have this kind of passion and don't have this love. That it's just cold. And but at him or her, she think he or she think is chosen by God.
比如说看到一些不好的事情、悲惨的事情发生在别人身上，就说哎呀，这就是 life。人生就是这样。
And for example, if something tragedy happened, then you just say, okay, that's life. Life is like this.
如果同样的事情发生在自己身上，完全就是另外一个看法。
Of course, the things happen to you, his or her own life, then that's a different story.
在真理里敬拜呢，让我想起尼希米记所记载的一次以色列人对上帝的敬拜。
And when we talk about worship in the truth, and remind me one of the worship recorded the book of Nehemiah.
那么，这是一次非常非常美的敬拜，对以色列人对上帝的敬拜。
And that worship is a very beautiful worship of Israelites to God.
那么，以色列人从被掳之地70年之后回来了，然后尼希米和这个以斯拉带领以色列人就重新修建这个城墙。
After 70 years of the captivity, the Israelites returned to Israelites. So, Ezra and Nehemiah basically organized them to build the temple and make up the wall.
然后这个城墙修好了之后，然后以色列人就召集以色列人在一起。敬拜神。
When they make up the war and the Israelites gather together to worship God,
然后他们怎么样敬拜神呢？就是以斯拉，就给他们读圣经。
And how did they worship God at that time? And Israel basically just read the Bible to them.
啊，那么在尼希米记8:8，他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书，讲明意思，使百姓明白所念的。
In chapter 8 and verse 8 in that book, he said, so they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense, help them to understand the reading.
那么在这一次敬拜当中，没有看到有任何神迹发生。
And in that worship, we don't see any miracle happen.
甚至都没有看到以色列人唱诗赞美神。
We even don't see that recorded the Israelites actually singing hymn to praise God.
只看到这里有神的仆人在那里念神的话。
We only see that God's servant is reading the God's word.
然后这个时间是非常长，从清晨到晌午，差不多5-6小时。
And the time is very long, from morning to noon, it's about 5-6 hours.
然后还看见以色列人流下这个忧伤悔改的泪水。
And we also see Israelites weep, and they shed tears of sorrow and repentance.
啊，就像我们今天，弟兄跟我们所读的圣经的这个。祷告之前跟我们读的那段圣经一样哈，诗篇51篇，忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
Just like the Psalm 51 that Abrazel read this morning, and a confessed heart and a sorrow heart and repentant heart, God will not look down.
当以色列民听到神的话语了，流下忧伤的泪水，结果先知告诉他们不要忧愁。因为靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
So in that worship, when the Israelites, the God's people that have the tear of sorrow and repentance, then the prophet told his people, told Israelites, said, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of God, Lord, is your strength."
然后以色列民就大大快乐，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
And then the Bible records the Israelites with a great joy because they understand the word taught to them.
以 以色列人大大快乐，不是因为他们看到了什么神迹。
And Israelites with great joy is not because they're seeing some great sign.
他们的仇敌仍然在四面围绕他。
Their enemy is still surrounding them.
但他们大大快乐。
But they are having a great joy.
因为他们明白神的话。
Because they understood the word that declared to them.
这就是在真理里敬拜。
And that is the worship in the truth.
这也是在灵里面敬拜。
This is also worship in the spirit.
他们流下眼泪
，They shed tears.
他们大大的欢乐
，They great joy.
所以这从人来看，这不信神的人无法理解，有没有见到神迹，也没有得什么好处。你们的仇敌还在围绕你们，你们还是缺乏、缺衣少穿。你们为什么会喜乐呢
？So for the people don't believe in God, it's kind of hard to understand because your situation never changes. Your enemies still surrounding them. You probably still lack of food and clothing.And you don't gain anything, so where is the great joy come from?
我们会说，这一定有灵在他们当中运行。
And then they would say there must be a spirit among them.
而这个灵呢，一定是圣灵在他们当中运行。
And that spirit must be the Holy Spirit.
因为他们的喜乐来自于他们明白神的话，明白了真理。
Because their joy comes from that they understand the world, they understand the truth.
看到自己的污秽，看到自己的渺小，什么他们认罪悔改，他们忧伤痛苦，他们流眼泪。
And see their sin and confess their sin, their sorrow for their sin, and they weep.
另外一方面，看见神的爱，看见神对他们不离不弃，看见神还是保守他们。
On the other hand, they see great love and they see God never forsake them, they God still keep them.
他们就流下喜乐的泪水，会大大快乐起来。
And they are shed the tear of joy and with a great joy.
所以这是在灵里的敬拜，这是在真理的敬拜。
And so this is the worship in the spirit, this is the worship in truth.
魔鬼撒旦的诡计就是要偷窃人对真神上帝的敬拜。
And the devil's trick is they want to steal people's worship to the true God.
魔鬼曾经想偷窃耶稣对上帝的敬拜。
And the devil once want to steal Jesus' worship to God.
所以魔鬼让耶稣看这世上的荣华，对耶稣说：“你拜我吧，这些所有都是你的。”
So.Devil actually take Jesus and show him all the glories of the kingdoms. And he said, worship, I'll give all this to you.
就是这地上一切的财富，一切的荣华，一切的荣耀都给耶稣。然后只要你不要再拜你的天父上帝了，只要你拜魔鬼。
So devil basically says, all the wealthy, all the everything on this earth, glory, I'll give it to you. As long as you don't worship God, just worship me.
结果耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”
And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan! For it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve."
魔鬼对耶稣的试探失败了。
And the devil's temptation is being defeated.
魔鬼想偷窃耶稣对上帝的敬拜失败了。
And his motivation, his trick, want to steal the worship to God, is being defeated.
但是也魔鬼今天用同样的办法去试探，去诱惑许许多多敬拜上帝的。
But let's remember, he was defeated in Jesus, but today, devil used the same trick to tempt a lot of us who worship God.
最后我们来思想在天上的敬拜。
Finally, let's think about the worship in the heaven.
圣经的最后一卷书《启示录》告诉我们在天上的敬拜是怎样。
And the last book of Bible, Revelation, told us what kind of worship looks like in heaven.
主耶稣基督用他自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买来的人。
And Jesus purchased people from all the nation, all the tribe, all the countries.
他们的数目有千千万万。
And their numbers are thousands of thousands.
然后他们大声说，曾经被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
They declared that the lamb was slain.Worthy of all the honor, praise, glory.
然后他们齐声说，愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀都归给做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
And they all said, may the honor, glory to the Lamb and sit on the throne to forever and ever.
这就是将来在天上的敬拜，这也是永恒的敬拜。
And this is the worship in heaven. And it's the worship of eternity.
这是千千万万被耶稣的血所赎买回来的人。
And this is the thousands and thousands of people that purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
是从各处各国各方。
And they come from everywhere, every country, every nation.
他们敬拜神为着一个理由。
And they worship God for just one single reason.
因为主耶稣基督曾经为我们被杀。
And because Jesus Christ was killed because of those people.
所以把一切的感谢赞美归给他。
So you want to give all the thanks and praise to him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们愿圣灵带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us.
愿我们真正的向神所献上的敬拜是合神心意的、蒙神喜悦的敬拜。
May our worship is really the worship that pleases God.
让我们的敬拜真正是在灵里面的敬拜，也是在真理里面的敬拜。
Let our worship be truly in the spirit and in the truth.
让我们在敬拜神的过程当中，让我们在每一个时刻。
So, in our worship and every moment of it.
让我们思想主耶稣基督道成肉身的上帝，上帝无罪的羔羊，在十字架上为我们牺牲他自己。
We can think about the Lamb of God that come to this world.Died on the cross for us.
担负我们的罪，接受罪的刑罚。
Bear our sin and take the punishment of sin.
流出他的血，洗净我们的罪。
Shed his blood and cleansing us.
给我们这有得救的信心。
And give us this faith of salvation.
让我们这所有在基督里的人，被耶稣的血所赎买回来的人。
For those of us who in Christ were purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们在这地上。能够成为耶稣基督的身体，成为耶稣的教会。
On this earth, we can become the body of Christ and become the church of Christ.
圣灵带领我们，让我们的全地被主的血所洒的人，让我们在圣灵里面，在真理里面，向上帝永永远远献上我们的敬拜。
So may the people, On this earth, we purchased by cleansing by blood of Jesus Christ. We can all together, we offer our worship in truth and in spirit.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
So to pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神借着冯涛弟兄跟我们分享今天的信息啊，我们用这首诗歌来敬拜神、赞美神，也来同时回应他的话语。